As storied as the Roman Catholic Church is, today's feast day of the Holy Family is relatively recent, since 1921. Always follows Christmas. So that after we celebrate our Lord's birth, we're reminded that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in a family. That was God's model for raising his Son. It is still God's model for all his children. The gospel we just heard reminds us that God's presence is indeed in the midst of hardship in a family. God's presence is in the midst of hardship because God's presence is above all in the midst of ordinary living, common life of a family. And we also know that God's message to his people, God's will, if you will be conveyed through the everyday relationships we have around us. And the best everyday relationships we have around us are those of our family. Now, these are not the relationships we always choose. We do not choose our family. We do not choose our neighbor. We choose our friends. That's why that bond of charity reference is so important in our opening prayer. But yet, they are our everyday relationships, our families, through whom God works. That's the mystery, that's the beauty, and that's the fact of this feast day. For the Holy Family and for us, never forget that our ordinary living becomes extraordinary when we are holy. And by holy, I'm not saying perfect. By holy, I'm using what that word means, set apart. All of you are holy. Your families are set apart for Jesus Christ. You're here, continuing to celebrate the Christmas season. Don't confuse holiness with perfection. Perfection, by the way, is never real. Holiness is. When I go home, I usually have a stack of stuff to read. My dad reads a lot and puts things aside for me, and then when I get home, I have a stack. And it's good research for me. I used this on my radio show last month. I have another radio show coming up on Thursday. It's an article from the Wall Street Journal. Now, the East Coast often thinks that they are the country, and they're not, thank God. So you got to sift through it. But it's an interesting article on religious affiliation. And it talks about how the fastest growing population on the American religious landscape are those people who don't identify with any religion at all. And it goes on to state that among the 18 to 49-year-olds, 44% declare that they have no religious affiliation. Almost half today declare that. 18 to 29-year-olds. Now, if that is true, then it speaks to the decline of the family. As the traditional family model declines, that number of no religious affiliation will increase. It has no way but not to increase. And any attack on the family or decline on the family will continue to move us into a secular society. Now, a reminder that a secular society turns in on itself. A secular society believes in itself. If you don't believe in anything, all you believe in is yourself. And if you don't have anyone for whom to live for, you live for yourself. And a society that lives for itself will eventually live for nothing. But as more and more of our kids stop going to regular Mass, religious affiliation will decline, and those who claim to have none will only increase. How do you think our kids are supposed to get it? Get the gift of faith, if it doesn't start here. How do you think I got to where I am today? It's not really that I entirely wanted to be here. I had plans for my life. But I'm also brought here because I was given a gift of faith from the time I was an infant. It would have been very unlikely that I would have came up with this idea on my own if it weren't for the gift of family. Family is God's reliable way to convey character to kids, work ethic to kids, and faith to kids. And that's why I've said before, the best activity you can do as parents for your family is what you're doing right now. Attend Mass every week as a family. It is the best religious formation you can have. It's the best youth group available. Youth need parents as examples. Youth need an example. They don't need a program. The example of the Holy Family. I was in Williston last week for my cousin's wedding. My hometown parish of St. Joseph's in Williston. After the wedding, we walked around, and we went to our pew, the pew I grew up in. I asked Mom and Dad to be seated. I took a picture in the pew. This is where they brought us as children to learn the faith, to get the faith, to become familiar with the church, to love the church. That pew is as formative as our home, as my school, as your pew is, and as I know where you sit. This is a very full Mass. At the last Mass, I was calling out everybody not sitting in their usual spot. You know, it distracts me. My last name is Schumacher, so if you're not sitting in the regular spot, to me that's disorder. And I try and figure out why you're sitting where you're sitting. But your pew, your regular area, is important to you as well. Because it's your place among this family of St. Wenceslaus. This family is a tool beyond imagine for parents, a tool beyond imagine for all of us on our way to heaven. Let's conclude with this prayer that the Knights of Columbus gave you. It's a prayer of consecration. Let's pray it together for our family and all the families in our parish. O Lord Jesus, You lived in the home of Mary and Joseph in Nazareth. There you grew in age, wisdom, and grace, as you prepared to fulfill your mission as our Redeemer. We entrust our family to you. O Blessed Mary, you are the mother of our Savior. At Nazareth, you cared for Jesus and nurtured him in the peace and joy of your home. We entrust our family to you. O Saint Joseph, you provided a secure and loving home for Jesus and Mary and gave us a model of fatherhood while showing us the dignity of work. We entrust our family to you. Holy Family, we consecrate ourselves and our family to you. May we be completely united in a love that is lasting, faithful, and open to the gift of new life. Help us to grow in virtue, to forgive one another from our hearts, and to live in peace all our days. Keep us strong in faith, persevering in prayer, diligent in our work, and generous toward those in need. May our home, O Holy Family, truly become a domestic church where we reflect your example in our daily life. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.